Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid. Bearing all my sin and shame, in love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for the love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb.
Have you ever left a restaurant and forgotten to leave a tip? Or been asked over for dinner and forgotten to tell your host thank you? When you realize your slight, what is your reaction? How do you feel about it? Likely, we're mortified by the oversight. We may go back to offer a larger tip than normal, or if that's not possible, we may be offer the next waiter or waitress even more to try to make up for the mistake that we made. Well, what about when we slight God? How do we react? Or do we even pay attention enough to know that we have slighted God? Today, we will address some of these questions, so please stay with me as we discuss the topic of Where Are the Nine?
Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns, you reign victorious. Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb.
There's a story about a group of young violin students who performed a concert one evening. Following the concert, the instructor informed the audience about some of the school's methods of teaching. The first thing that the students learned was how to stand properly. But the second thing they learned, even before they touched a violin, is how to take a proper bow. The instructor explained that at times in classical violin playing, the audience is so mesmerized by a performance that they don't even realize it's over until the performer is walking off the stage. Now, why is that important? Well, the instructor stated that the best motivator they have found for kids wanting to continue to play the violin is applause. The bow gives the audience a definite stopping point in the performance, and it gives them an opportunity to show their appreciation for the performer's hard work and talent. We probably all like some sort of approval for a job well done. And once we get it, we are motivated that much more to do a good job. But this lesson is not so much about getting praise, but giving it. Yes, we like to receive praise for a job well done, but how often do we forget to give praise when it is due? Specifically, do we remember to thank God and praise Him when He has done so much for us? Let's look at the example of Hezekiah in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 24. It says, "In those days Hezekiah became mortally ill, and he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him and gave him a sign." This is the short version. The longer version is in 2 Kings chapter 20. But Hezekiah became deathly ill and prayed and was given 15 years more to his life. He was also protected, along with Judah, from an Assyrian attack, a fate which was not true of most of the known world at that time, including the northern kingdom of Israel. One would think that with all the advantages given to the king, that he would be so appreciative that he would never fall away. While Hezekiah, for the most part, is considered a good king in Judah, toward the end of his life, it seems that he fell away from serving God. Notice what God's word says next about Hezekiah in verse 25. But Hezekiah gave no return for the benefit he received, because his heart was proud. Therefore, wrath came on him and on Judah and Jerusalem. The account of Hezekiah reminds me a little bit of the 9 healed lepers in Luke chapter 17. Starting in verse 11, while he was on his way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered the village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up, go your way. Your faith has made you well." In this account, 10 lepers are healed, but only one, a Samaritan no less, comes back to thank Jesus and show appreciation. Jesus asks the question, "Where are the 9? The question itself shows a sort of expectation on the part of Jesus. Think about it. If you invite the Huntsman family to your home for the dinner, and just Alana and I show up, you'll probably ask, "Where are the kids?" There was an expectation from your invitation that the whole family would show up. Well, I believe Jesus, while knowing what would happen, also expects that they come back and show their appreciation as well. The lesson, as always, is not just to point fingers at Hezekiah or the 9 ungrateful lepers. The lesson is for us. Do we appreciate what God has done for us? Do we not only appreciate it, but show our appreciation? For the violinist, appreciation is shown by applause. For the waiter or waitress, appreciation is shown through a tip. The more of a tip, the more appreciation that is shown. So how do we show appreciation to God? Well, I believe that it is very simple. Look at what Jesus says in John 14 and 15. "If you love me, keep my commandments." Essentially, Jesus says to show your appreciation, be obedient. Think about leaving tips for the waiter or waitress again. Do you just leave one every once in a while? Or do you leave one every time because we appreciate their service every time they give it? Think about all that God has done for us. Do we show God and His Son appreciation? How are we doing at showing Him appreciation? How are we at showing mercy to others? James chapter 2 and verse 13 says, "For judgment will be merciless to the one who has not shown mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." Do we, like the one leper, return each time we see God working in our lives? Or do we, like the 9, go on our way unappreciative? Let us strive to give thanks to God and His Son the way that we should, every time that we should. So until next time, I encourage you to be like the 1.
Secure my heart, Lord, as I kneel. Make sure my trust, my all I yield. Then I'll be one with you in all I do. For you have promised and I believe. And magnify your loving favor
for me.
And I will tell of your salvation, for all your promises are true and I believe.